here's the third thing I call your attention to. Here's an open mind. When the preacher asked the eunuch, do you understand this prophecy? He said, I'm willing to learn. Will you teach me? I want to say, let's not examine our neighbors. Let's examine ourselves. Or do you already have your mind made up? One of the most dangerous things in the world is to close our mind when we open the Bible. It won't do any good to open your Bible if your mind's closed. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not of love for the truth, God says in strong delusions that they may believe a lie today. You know what that really says in everyday newspaper language? It says if you don't want to know what God would have you do when you open the Bible, he may permit you to believe that which is wrong and wrong because you never really wanted to know what was right. And then, as we read on in the story with that open opportunity and that open book and that open mind, we have an open pool. They come to an open pool. If it's water, why can't I be baptized? And next we have the open confession. The eunuch was told by Philip, and Philip was being guided by the Spirit of God, which is to be a part of the record of the New Testament forever. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. I do believe in Jesus is the Son of God. And they wade down into the water, and the preacher baptizes him, and they come up out of the water. And the man who is baptized, the Bible says, goes on his way rejoicing. Brings us to our last point, the open life. I'm not surprised, but I believe with all of my heart, the happiest life on this earth is the Christian life. I'm not surprised that he went on his way rejoicing. There are hundreds in this class today that could tell you that the life of sin, the life without the Lord, is not the rich and deep and full life. That the rich life, the happy life, the life of true freedom is the life that knows Jesus and loves Jesus and makes the Lord the sovereign of his life. I baptized a lady one time years ago as a young man, and when we came up out of the water, she shouted, and this scared me because I never had seen it happen before. You know, in Churches of Christ, we are great on the course of dignity, and it scared the whole body. It scared me worse. And then she shouted again, and then I happened to think of what my old grandfather used to say. Anybody wants to shout if it's decent in the water? I turned to her and I said, sister, you got reason to shout. Shout on. And after you waved up out of the water of the baptism, she started shouting on. I said, that's all right. And I just let her shout until she ran down. It was all right. I didn't try to stop. I said, that's all right. I said, the happiest life on earth is the Christian life. It's an open life. Now, Ray Walker, about 2 hours of time to help us give away our Bibles. Let's enjoy singing together. Selected the name of Mrs. J.L. Seat of Cottage Grove, Tennessee, down in the Walking Horse country of our Middle Tennessee. She views our program over the General Electric Station, WMGE Channel 2 in Nashville. We'll be mailing her our Amazing Grace Keepsake Family Bible. Now, I want you to meet another young lady over here. This is Nanette Wheeler. And Nanette is 6 years of age. She's the daughter of our Mr. Mrs. Charles Wheeler. Her father's a great man in the scouting program here. And I want to give you a Bible. Nanette, am I pronouncing it right? N-I-N-E-T-T-E. Is that okay? All right. And she selects the name of Stanley Davis right here in our class to receive the Bible. Stanley, if you'll come forward, we'll present this to you. Mr. Davis, it's a great joy to give you this Bible. I love you. Great. I love you and your wife, and we want you to enjoy. That's good. That's a good man. And he's here every time. The Amazing Grace Bible Class. Now, I want to suggest if you have not received a copy of Bill Wood's tract on modern translations of the Bible, why we do not trust some of these modern translations to be true to the Word of God and every detail and respect, we'd be glad to send you a copy of that tract free of charge at 11,000 more printed just a few days ago. Also, if you've not received our National Star book that tells of the program of work our children's home, the Meal on Wheels, the Netherlands program, we'd be glad to send that to you. We appreciate your loyalty. Tell your friends about our program. And I want you to know what a joy it is to hear from all of our friends and the kind things they say about our program. All I ask you to do
packages, and it made a little bit of sense.